As a resident and homeowner in Washington, D.C. for 37 years, Washington Bureau Chief Linda Feldman writes, "I've seen a lot of change. My neighborhood used to be the hub of working-class immigrant Latino life in the nation's capital and has morphed into a more upscale but still multicultural smorgasbord, both in who lives there and in the restaurants and shops along the main street. Crime has generally trended downward over the decades, but you still need to know where to go and where not to go and when. Undergirding it all is tremendous neighborly spirit. As New Monitor colleague Scott Baldoff writes in today's issue, most D.C. residents are unhappy with the president's militarized response to crime in the city. But activists aren't just complaining. They're as busy as ever, working towards solutions." It's Friday, August 22nd. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm April Austin, in for Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from staff writers and wire services. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. A New York appeals court has thrown out a $500 million judgment against President Donald Trump, members of his family, and his business. The ruling from a divided state appeals court upheld the verdict that Mr. Trump was guilty of business fraud for overinflating his net worth for more than a decade to secure better business deals. But the $464 million penalty ordered after a civil trial last year was excessive to the point of violating the Eighth Amendment, the appeals court held. Both sides can appeal the decision. Americans worry about democracy amid gerrymandering fights. Most Americans believe that efforts to redraw U.S. House of Representatives districts to maximize partisan gains, like those underway in Texas and California, are bad for democracy, a new Reuters Ipsos poll found. More than half of respondents, 57%, said they feared that American democracy itself was in danger, a view held by 8 in 10 Democrats and 4 in 10 Republicans. Also, Africa is pushing for a fairer world map. The African Union joined a campaign to replace the standard Mercator map with a map that better reflects Africa's relative size. The Mercator map, developed in 1569 and useful for navigation, makes countries near the poles appear larger so that Africa looks on par with Greenland. In reality, Africa is 3 times as large. Maps shape how we see the world and also how power is perceived, Farah Ndiaye, director of Speak Up Africa, told the New York Times. So by correcting the map, we also correct the global narrative about Africa. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Beyond wrangling over whether sending thousands of federal troops to Washington, D.C. is needed or even legal, residents and crime experts say real community investment, not a show of force, is the better anti-crime strategy. Scott Baldoff reports from Washington for The Monitor. After a week of summits around peace for Ukraine, Russia is holding firm to its demands. While the White House suggests that progress is being made on a deal, Russian observers say the Kremlin is content to wait Kyiv out. Fred Weir reports from Moscow for The Monitor. In their dealings with the U.S. president, foreign leaders are finding that President Donald Trump responds better to a personal approach than to geopolitical arguments or the details of diplomacy. Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. With the prospect of mass deportations of unauthorized immigrants from the United States, A social media influencer tries to pave the way with solid information and showcase the unexpected joys of making a fresh start. Whitney Ulick reports from Puebla State, Mexico, for The Monitor. No matter what it's called, or whether it's served in a cone or a bowl, ice cream is savored all over the world. There's still time this summer for aficionados to follow the Massachusetts Ice Cream Trail, which has more than 100 destinations. Melanie Stetson Freeman and Kendra Nordine Beato report from Boston for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on why New York seems fit for a Muslim mayor. This coming November, or soon after New York City commemorates the 24th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks on the World Trade Center, voters in America's largest city might elect their first Muslim mayor. Zohran Mamdani, who easily won the Democratic primary in June, is ahead in most polls for the general election. While he has faced some anti-Muslim rhetoric during the campaign, the Big Apple's negative concerns about Islam and Muslims, common in the years after 9/11, have generally become a big meh. Mr. Mamdani's appeal to many of the city's young and Democratic voters lies mainly in his socialist promises, such as government-run food stores. Identity politics, namely the desire for a leader of one's own likeness or the fear of the other, matter less. His popularity reflects the emerging power of civic and grassroots working-class mobilization, wrote Sanjay Mishra, a political science professor at Drew University in Religion News Service. New York's probable acceptance of a Muslim mayor, while noteworthy because of 9/11, is not so startling these days. Dozens of Muslims have been elected to public office in the United States as well as in Europe. This embrace by voters helps undercut a powerful recruiting message that non-Muslims disrespect Islam, used by extremists who abuse Islamic principles for violent ends. Fear doesn't make us safer, it only makes us weaker. And the politics of fear is simply not welcome in our city, said Sadiq Khan, a Muslim who became mayor of London in 2016 and is now serving a third term. American attitudes toward Muslims began to shift upward after the 2011 Arab Spring, according to polls, but dipped last year. The high for holding favorable views was 78% in 2022, but according to polling by the University of Maryland, that declined to 64% last year, returning to 2016 levels. Yet a majority of young Democrats in the U.S., 56%, now say Muslims actually strengthen American society. That reversal of a post-9/11 stereotype might explain why Mr. Mamdani is favored to be mayor of New York. Memories of the 9/11 tragedy may live on, yet ways to prevent a similar attack require new ways of thinking. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how giving thanks to God can be a powerful starting point that erases doubt about what path we should take. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.